This session is all about those places where you've been holding back. Maybe it's a new career move or a relationship. Maybe it's a change in your personal style that you've been longing to make, a step into a new network, or using your voice to share what's important to you through writing, social media, or public speaking. We all have areas where we wait to be picked, or we wait for someone to tell us what we should do, or we wait to be invited. This is something that happens at work, in social situations, with our health habits, in our careers. And most of the time, we don't even notice that we're doing it. To be real, when you put yourself out there or make a new choice, there may very well be people who disagree with you. There is no way that you can make everyone happy all the time, since people generally don't unanimously agree on anything. But sometimes it's not about social disapproval at all. You may just have a blind spot where you may have assumed that certain things aren't possible for you when in reality, there's nothing stopping you from trying. So this session is about freeing yourself from the belief or assumption that you need permission or approval before you can do things, so that you can see yourself as an in-control person with countless choices available to you. You are free to live your life however you choose. Now, go ahead and close your eyes as you prepare to get very relaxed. Notice your breath as it flows in and out. Feel your belly rise and fall with each breath. Imagine that your body was a block of ice. Picture the space at the crown of your head beginning to melt. It's getting warmer, and it's melting from the crown of your head down over your forehead and to the space between your eyebrows. Feel that space between your eyebrows warming up and feel that melting sensation carry down over your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, and your neck to the center of your throat. Next, feel that melting sensation spread from the center of your throat down to the center of your chest. Melt from the center of your chest out to the tips of your shoulders. Melt from the tips of your shoulders down to your elbows. From your elbows to your wrists. From your wrists to your fingertips. Now everything has melted into a puddle from your fingertips to your wrists, wrists to elbows, elbows to shoulders, and shoulders to center chest. Feel a sensation of warmth in the center of your chest, spreading down now over your back and your belly to your navel. Melting now from navel to low belly to hips. Melt from your hips to your knees. From your knees to your ankles. From your ankles to the tips of your toes. Now your entire body has melted into a puddle of warm water from the tips of your toes to your ankles, ankles to knees, knees to hips, hips to heart, and heart to crown. Now that your body is completely relaxed, you find yourself in a state where new possibilities are beginning to open up for you, and new learnings can become part of your natural instinct. In the same way that your brain processes everything you've learned and experienced through your day when you go to sleep at night, we enter into a similar dreamlike state. Imagine you are walking through the halls of a dull and dreary and empty school building. You realize that you've been walking here for a very long time. In fact, you can't remember a time before this place. There are a few different rooms in this hallway. You know you're allowed to enter. And then there's a principal's office, which you've never seen the inside of. You seem to be the only one here in this school, but you can't remember why or how you got here. For the first time ever, you find yourself standing at the principal's door, about to knock and wondering if it's okay or whether you should wait to be called in. As soon as your knuckles graze the door to knock, it swings open, as if that was all you had to do all along. Someone is standing in the room with their back turned. They say, "I've been waiting for you for so long. I've watched you wander the halls for years, and I've heard you ask yourself, 'Can I do this? Is this okay?' I've seen you go about your day wondering, 'Am I doing the right thing? Is this what I should be doing?' And I've heard you asking permission for years. Now, I have to ask you an important question. Who are you asking permission from?" In every life, there comes a point where you grow up, you stand taller, and you see the world as a free individual. You see that your parents and teachers are just people. You realize that even religious leaders, college professors, famous people, politicians, and every type of authority figure on earth is just a human being like you. And you were born free. You're old enough now to stop looking for authority outside of yourself. Start asking permission from yourself. It's time to give yourself permission because you are free. As this figure turns to slowly face you, you realize instantly that it is you, dressed in your clothes, with your face, your voice. The principal is you. It always was. The you who's in front of you says, "You built this place yourself, and it's true that certain walls are quite permanent. They represent your values, the things you hold sacred, your own moral code, your natural instinct to do the right thing. But many of these walls are nothing but illusions. They're as thin as paper, and you can walk right through them. You always could. Opportunities stretch far and wide for you in every direction from this place, farther than your eyes can see. I give you permission," which means you give you permission, "to walk right through the walls that were never there, to see through the illusion of this place and express yourself fully and joyfully in this world." As you look deeply and lovingly into the eyes of this other you, you realize that you can merge with this other version of yourself and step into your full authority and command of yourself. The minute you realize this, the two versions of you become one. Now, you find new questions are filling your mind. What choices would make me feel fulfilled? Challenged. excited. Passionate. Proud of myself. How can I set a positive example for others? How can I have a positive influence on the world and those around me? As you walk back into the hall, you see that the walls that seem solid are really paper thin, and you can poke a finger right through and tear them down. You walk right through the walls and out into the fresh air and into the sunlight, into new possibilities that feel so liberating and refreshing. You realize that you are truly free. You are your own authority. You are free to be true to who you are and all that you're capable of being. How will this change the way you live? Your work. The way you act socially. How you spend your time. Get a sense of some of the possibilities. Even if someone disagrees with your choices once in a while, you are free. You can live life from your own values, your own authority. You know this now deeply, to the center of your being. You can't help but be true to yourself because this is who you are. You are expressing yourself and becoming a truer version of yourself every day. Anytime you need to be reminded of this, you can come back to this session again and be liberated from those old beliefs that were holding you back. For now, you can begin to feel more alert and awake. Begin to notice your breathing once again. Notice your body and any physical sensations. When you're ready, add some gentle movements to your fingers and toes. Move your wrists and your ankles. Take a few more slow, deep breaths. When you're ready, gently open your eyes.